Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to my producer today, Jessica. Jessica, how are you doing?
I'm very awesome, and I'm very excited for this conversation because more needs to be had about money. Spoiler alert.
Absolutely, because, you know, as Jessica said, our episode today is titled Flip Your Money Mindset, Lighten Your Mental Load. And I couldn't agree. It needs to be talked about now, and it couldn't be more timely because it is halfway through January. The holidays are winding down, and we may be looking at how much we spent on buying gifts or maybe traveling, going out a little bit more during the holidays, and just planning expenses for the new year. And, you know, I know, and Jessica, we talked about this a little bit earlier. You've got business expenses, you've got personal expenses, you know, maybe you're trying to plan some trips and you start freaking out a little bit about money. Like, can I do this? And am I saving? Should I be splurging? And it really weighs you down. And I think it's interesting because just like in the description, if anybody read the description of today's episode, it's, you know, carrying a heavy mental load, it's not a badge of honor. It really is affecting your money. And everything's interconnected. And that's what we're going to talk about today with a guest, Vicky Zakili. We'll discuss how to overcome limiting beliefs and create a positive relationship with money. And we will talk about practical strategies for improving your finances and achieving your financial goals. But before we jump in, a little bit about our guest. She is the owner and financial coach behind Minted Mindset Financial Coaching, and I love that name. It's perfect. She has spent 12 years in corporate finance until her desire to make a direct impact on others' lives became too strong to ignore. Through her own debt-free journey of paying off over $77,000 in 18 months, Vicky learned the value of personal finance and education on the lives of women and families. And today she coaches clients on reaching their full potential through financial literacy, money mindset, and organization. So thank you, Vicky, so much for being on the show with us today.
Oh, thank you, Erica. I am so excited to dive into this topic. I feel like Jessica said it's a needed topic to, you know, for us to discuss, and it's very timely at the beginning of the year. Perfect to set us up for success.
It is. And I mean, we don't talk about money, right? I mean, even growing up, you know, there was things you didn't talk about. You didn't talk about politics, religion, and money. And yet sometimes those are the very things we need to talk about. We need to make sure that, are we financially smart? And that's what we're going to first dive into in this first segment about money mindset, mental load, and the things we say. So before we get into all that, what is money mindset?
So let's cover kind of the basics, right? So money mindset, it's a kind of a trending topic now, and it's basically just our unique individual sets of beliefs around money. You know, it's our attitude. It's, you know, what drives us to make the decisions we make about saving, spending, and handling our money in general. And like you said, you know, these ideologies are formed from our environment and, you know, our influences from family and friends when we were growing up, and most critically in our childhood, because we tend to carry those things through our entire lives. And that really sets us up for how we handle our money.
And that is so important because, like most things, you can change, right? You can change that. So before we get into that, the mindset, we know what what the money mindset is, but what is mental load? What do we mean by that?
So mental load is kind of another trending topic, right? I hear this splattered all across social media. And I think, you know, for women, it's a lot more in the forefront, but it's just a fancy way of saying all the stuff that's constantly running through our heads and that are weighing on us on a daily basis. So it's, you know, the tasks that you have to do, the things you need to remember, the decisions you have to make. And it's basically the mental strain of trying to keep everything in our lives organized and under control. So that, you know, includes the tasks and responsibilities, not only for ourselves, but likely for our families and our businesses as well.
Yeah, and I think that's so important because we, especially women, I don't want to generalize all women or exclude men, but it's like we have so many tabs open on our browser, right? And we don't know where that music's coming from. Like, I thought I closed that. When we are overloaded with all those things, it weighs on us. And money has a big part of that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we used to wear busy as a badge of honor, say 3 to 4 years ago, and then 2020 hit and we were forced to slow down. But, you know, guess what never ceased? Our mental load. And I think it even became heavier. And we are now starting to recognize that carrying that heavy mental load is the new badge that nobody wants to wear. And so I think going into 2023, we need to say, you know, we are no longer wanting to carry this heavy load around.
Yes. And I think that's a great, you know, mantra to have, like, we're going to drop that. So how does mindset and mental load, how does it pertain to money impact our daily life?
So I think both of these things impact, you know, the words we speak about money, the things we think about money, how we feel about managing our finances, and the actions that we take with our money. So I love the concept of letting go that's in your tagline, and that we're talking about this at the beginning of the year in January. I think walking into the new year, people are often setting new goals, resolutions, you know, they're dreaming about what they want to add to their lives. And whether we want it to or not, January often sets the tone for our whole year. So, you know, we use this month as a reflection point, right? We get to the end of the year and we're making those recaps on social media. And January is really the point that we compare ourselves to. So one aspect that I think we forget about is focusing on the things that we want to let go of to add room for these new additions that we want to bring into our life. So when we look back at the end of the year, you know, what are the things that we have shed in order to get to where we are then?
Yes. And that's so true because letting go is of so many things, and it's not a bad thing. You know, when we let go, as you said, we make room for new things, for new opportunities, for new growth, for new love, for new, you know, business opportunities, whatever those might be. But we all have those little voices and thoughts in our head. You know, so let's start with the things that we say. What are some of the things that we say about money that we should let go of?
Yes, exactly. So I often hear people saying things like, I'm not good with money. You know, I don't know how to save, or I'll never pay off my credit cards or student loans, you know, insert any form of debt there, really. And as a coach, these are the things that people say that cause me to see their true desires, because I think often we say these things as an excuse for why we aren't good with our money, you know, why we don't have a fully funded emergency fund, why we're still carrying a balance from month to month. And I would love it if we could all take a new approach to this year. So going forward, you know, we really want to speak into existence the things that we want. And then we're going to take, you know, tiny steps and make small changes in order to get there. So reframing the way that we think about things and the things we say by, you know, replacing something like, I'm not good with money, with I'm learning how to manage my money well. Or I'm figuring out a savings method that works for me. Or even, you know, when we talk about debt, it could be I'm working towards paying off my credit cards or my student loans. And even these little reframes will begin to change the way that we think about handling money.
Yes. And I, you know, I swear you were just on the phone with Jessica and I like an hour ago, because I think I actually said some of those words that I shouldn't say. And I will be reframing my mindset. So this is so, like I said, well-timed, and also things that we all need to do, right? It's, we can always, and it's not just about money. I mean, we're talking about money right now, but we do need to look at things and reframe how we are doing them in the future. And money is a great place to start, especially when we're entering the new year. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how we think about money. But before we go, Vicki, tell listeners how they can reach you.
So you can reach me by email at Vicki@mintedmindset.com. That's the best way to reach me. And you can also visit mintedmindset.com to, you know, learn more about who I am, the journey that I went on before I became a financial coach, and what really led me to this passion, as well as information about coaching as well.
And you were also on social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook.
Yep, I try to keep up with the kids. So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok a little bit as well. And you can find me at the handle Minted Mindset FC.
Wonderful. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Do you want to come back to yourself? To come back to your own power, to come back to your dreams? Dr. Tassel Shanebrook will help you utilize transformational mindset and energy techniques to superpower your conscious and subconscious mind so you can be your own hero. Enjoy the relationship of your dreams, your best feeling body, financial abundance, free time, and ease. You are the one you have been seeking. Visit drtassel.com to find out more.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Vicki Zekilli of Minted Mindset Financial Coaching. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Erica, for having me here today.
So during the first segment, we were talking about money mindset, mental load, and the things we say. And now during this segment, we're going to discuss how we think about money. And we were kind of chatting during the break about this and talking about what we need to let go of and reset, you know, a mindset reset of sorts. But at the end of the last segment, we were discussing the things we say about money and what and how we should let go of. So why do you think we say these things about money, say the things about ourselves and money?
So, you know, the things that we say are influenced by the thoughts that we have, right? You think it, then you say it. And sometimes we, you know, have that filter and sometimes we don't. But if we're human, like most of us are, you know, we have some limiting beliefs around money. So oftentimes I see it in the form of a scarcity mindset. So we don't believe within ourselves that, you know, we can either create enough money or have, or that we don't have enough money to do the activities that we want to do, buy the things we want to buy, or travel to the places that we want to explore. And when we think that way, it becomes almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Where, you know, I'm reminded of the quote by Henry Ford, you know, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So if we, you know, think that we don't have the capability to, you know, advance in our career and make a higher salary, then we're probably not going to go for those promotions. But conversely, if we're a business owner and, you know, we have an abundance mindset where we believe that we truly can create as much income as we want, then we're going to have that hustle mentality to get to that place, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's the thoughts become things, whether it's you're trying to manifest those positive thoughts or you're focusing on those negative thoughts. Either way, thoughts become things. So if you like, I can't, you won't. Right. And if you think positively and try to, this is where I'm going to go. This is where I'm going to, it might take me some time to get there. Yes, but I can do this.
Right. And I think that's the biggest piece is like believing that it's possible. Right. So maybe if you think, you know, I make good money, but I don't have anything to show for it. I know that was absolutely a belief that I had before I started my personal journey. Or maybe you think I'm not where I'm supposed to be financially. And, you know, if we're thinking this way, then we're going to continue to make good money, but spend it in a way that prioritizes consumables, or, you know, we're going to be subconsciously seeking ways to compare ourselves to people. It's kind of that old adage of keeping up with the Joneses or comparisonitis, right?
Oh, yes. Or, you know, it's comparison is the thief of joy. And whether you're comparing your money, your non-tangible items, where you are in your business, where you are, even if it's something as simple as weight loss, right? Oh, well, how come it works so easy for them? Or you start looking down on yourself as opposed to where am I? What can I do? And am I doing it? So yeah, we have to stop that because truly comparison is a thief of joy. We take away any of our advancements that we have made when we start comparing ourselves to the others or trying to keep up with the Joneses or in today's day and age, the Kardashians, right?
I know I feel that sometimes as a mother, and you have that mom guilt when you start to compare, you know, what other moms are doing and what I might not be doing. And whether it's with our money or, you know, parenting or any of the aspects of life, it's really just understanding that you're doing what's best for you. And that's what matters.
So when we start realizing that we're thinking this way, or we see it, what can we do to make this like the stop thinking this way? How do we go about doing that?
Right. That's a great question too, because I feel like, you know, we recognize that this is, you know, we're starting to get into that negative mindset, but it's like easier said than done to get out of it. So I think the first step is to call it what it is, you know, just call it out. And, you know, that thought pops in your head and pause and say to yourself, you know, I'm in a scarcity mindset right now. And then try to welcome in abundance. So maybe it's a visualization, or, you know, maybe you ask yourself, what would it look like if, and then insert the opposite of what you're thinking. So if your thought was, I have nothing to show for the money that I make, you could envision, what does it look like if I do have things to show for the money I make? Is it, you know, a nice home? Is it a cabinet full of food? Is it an investment account with a few commas? And this is going to really start to, you know, build a vision in your head of what you really want your life to look like. And then you'll start to find the ways that your money can create that for you. And then I think the second step is to let go of the notion that you're not where you're supposed to be. right? I feel like we all, or a lot of us, have that moment in life where we look around and to be at this point, but I'm here. And you have that negative mindset about it. So I just want to remind people that you're exactly where you want to be, that where you should be right now. So my goal is where they are, because wherever they are in that moment is where they needed to be for some reason. And oftentimes we don't see that reason until later on, but there's always a reason. And embrace that we all start our transformations somewhere. And this is only the beginning of yours. So, you know, before I was a coach, I started my financial journey, $77,000 in debt. And I recognized that, you know, that was going to be the beginning of my transformation. And I had a choice on whether I wanted to, you know, take the steps to change that for myself or not.
Yeah. So now we've recognized, right? We recognize that we're thinking in some sort of pattern. So now, how do we begin to think differently? So now that we've recognized it, because sometimes, you know, recognition is the first step, right? To realize that we're actually doing it. But now, how do we change our thought patterns?
So when we start to hear those old thoughts coming up in our head, we want to take another moment to pause and ask ourselves a few questions. So a few things that I found helpful in asking myself is this something that I really believe, or is this something I learned growing up and never questioned? And, you know, when our money mindset is formed in childhood, we carry those things a lot, and we don't have the critical thinking skills back then to understand whether that's something that, you know, is going to serve us well or not. But now that we've grown, this gives us a moment to critically think about, you know, does this belief make sense? Is it serving me well? You know, and whether or not you want to form a new belief around whatever that, you know, thought process is. And a second question to ask yourself is this thought blocking me from getting my goals? So if it is, what can I do to overcome this belief and kind of unstick myself? So can you educate yourself around the belief, do a little bit of, you know, internet research? There's so many resources out there. And, you know, can you ask for help somewhere in reformulating what that belief is to unstick yourself and move forward?
And I think that that practice the pause, I mean, I don't think we do that enough in so many, you know, like when you're angry, when you're emotional, you know, practice the pause, take a second and breathe, right? And, you know, kind of blow out that mad. But I think when it comes to negative thinking, we need to do that same thing, is take that moment and really look inward. Why am I having this thought? And sometimes that's hard to come up with that answer on the spot. But if you stop and think about it for a little bit, you're going to end up getting in a better place. So I think that is excellent advice on, you know, how do we begin to think differently? So now we've recognized that we've had these thoughts. We're starting to change our thought patterns. So how do we start to transform the way we think after that? Like, what happens next?
So when we start to transform the way we think, it naturally will progress and begin to change the way we feel about things. So we, you know, we say things, we think them, and typically we embody that in the way that we feel inside as well.
And I think that's so important, because if we're not having that feeling, I mean, because people can tell us all we want, maybe you should do this, or how about doing this, or here are some, but if we don't start that internal process and working to find out where it's coming from, all the tips and tricks aren't going to stick. They're not going to last, because we need to always do that work from within, whether that's relationships, whether that's money, health, wellness, anything. And as we kind of talked about in the opening, you know, segment, it's all interconnected. That's a heavy load to carry, because if you are having all these negative thoughts about money, that adds to stress, and then stress adds to, you know, unhealthy behaviors, whether that's, you know, overspending, whether that's overeating, whether that's not sleeping because you're stressed out, your irritability, and it all comes together. And we really need to take a step back and make sure that we are looking internally to move forward.
Absolutely. I always say money, you know, touches every aspect of our lives, whether we want to or not. And like you said, you know, that stress goes everywhere in our life. So it's, you know, We might be stressed about paying a bill on time. And so, you know, we react in a negative way to something our partner says, not even because it's what they said. It's just, you know, that internal stress, or, you know, maybe we're short with our kids, or, you know, we're not doing as well at work, and it's all encompassing.
Yes. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss the feelings money gives us. Before we go, Vicki, tell listeners how they can reach you.
Yep. So you can reach me at best at my email, which is Vicki@mintedmindset.com. And also on mintedmindset.com, you can learn more about coaching as well as the other services that I offer.
Awesome. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara Company. I've been using the Velara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Vicki Zakilli of Minted Mindset Financial Coaching. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Erica. I'm so excited to be talking about this today.
It is a great topic, and I'm hoping our listeners are right. Well, I don't hope, because that means you have your money mindset already set up, but I hope that you're taking some of these, you know, thought patterns that we get into, because we, you know, the first two segments we're talking about our mindset, how we think about money, and now we're going to the feelings money gives us. And when it comes to our money, there's so many feelings that can go through, right? Anxiety, excitement, stress. But what are some of those feelings that we should be letting go of?
Yes. So I love this. This is what I love to talk about. So the funny thing about money is that and I'm going to age myself. In today's age, it boils down to just a number on a screen. So we check our bank account and we see a digital number on our phone or our laptop, and that number bears so much weight. We put, you know, a lot of our self-worth into this figure back on the screen. And, you know, that can come with shame, guilt, maybe embarrassment, worry, or stress. And whether it's, you know, maybe we forgot to pay a bill on time, and so we feel guilty about forgetting that. And possibly we're embarrassed by how much we don't have in our 401k, or that we overspent again and then realize it's going to feel painful about that. And there's so many different negative emotions that can come along with money. And I want everyone to let go of the feeling of, you know, guilty or worried or stressed or embarrassed, because these emotions are just, you know, they're not just limited to money. And I'm sure you probably see this in your coaching practice as well.
Oh yeah. Those negative feelings, right? The shame, the embarrassment, because those get back to comparison. Why do you feel shame or embarrassment? This is your situation, right? It's not somebody else's and where somebody else is at. And we do let go of those feelings. Not to say that you're not going to have them. You're probably have those feelings. You feel the feel, but then release it, let it go. So if we should be feeling in those ways, how should we be feeling about money?
When I'm a client, my goal is to get them to a place where that, you know, they feel empowered, prideful, successful, joyful, and excited about their money. And you know, my hope is that by the end of this year, 2023, I want your audience listening today to feel empowered that they're making the right decisions with their money. They're prideful in what they've been able to accomplish because of their finances. And they're full of what their money allowed them to add to their lives and excited for what their financial future could hold.
And I think that is so important, right? You know, I do a vision board every year, and I usually typically also do like a vision board. So many people, part of their vision board is money or financial freedom or anything relating to that. And the funny thing about it is like, okay, so you want to manifest that, but what are your action plans for that? And then what are you feeling and thinking about the money? And right, and I say money generically, your finances, your financial state, you know, those sort of things, savings. So I mean that very generically when I say money. But going back to something that we were talking about earlier is our thinking and our feelings and money. You mentioned, how does that money, what does it look like? But I would also ask, would you say, how will it make you feel? I mean, we might want to add that into the questions that we're asking us. Not only what does it look like when I have money, right? When my money situation is settled, what am I going to feel like? And when you think about that, I think it gets what you should be feeling is you want to feel pride, joy. So if we think, how is it going to make us feel? Not just the material aspect of what does that look like? What will you feel? I think that's when people can get into, yeah, this is how I should feel about money.
Yeah. And I think the biggest piece of, you know, the whole puzzle is the feelings, because when you, you know, picture yourself in a transformation. So for instance, this past summer, I ran my first half marathon, and anytime I thought about that goal, I imagined how I would feel crossing that finish line. And, you know, I didn't want to run all the individual trainings to do it. That sounded like it was going to feel awful. But I knew that if I could get to that feeling of crossing the finish line, it would all be worth it. And I think when you think about your money goals, you know, picture how you're going to feel when, you know, the first time you're able to, you know, buy a car in cash or pay for that vacation you've always dreamed of, and have that be your motivator as you fall in love with the journey to get there.
Yes. And I think that's a key word you said. How will you feel? Not what people are doing, because that goes back to the comparison is just like in your life, right? Any thing that you want to go after, it should be what you want, because it's going to give you something in return, not other people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Outside influence is only going to bring you so far, right? So maybe you grew up with parents who didn't have money. And, you know, at first you might think, I really want to be successful because I want to make them proud. But once you get to that point, what's going to carry you further? It's going to be what you want for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I'm not saying that there are times that, I mean, a lot of us, but I'll use the I statement. I've done things for my son, right? To ensure his happiness and his, but after that's done, then where do you go? And it's, yeah, you do things because people are watching and you want to lead by example, right? And I don't mean people are watching social media. I mean, your children or, you know, your nieces and nephews or those sort of things. You do want to lead by example, but at the same time, what happens when that's gone? How are you going to keep moving on? And so I think it's, you know, making sure that we are understanding how we're thinking, letting go of those negative thoughts, and then also releasing those feelings. So, you know, let that stuff go, right?
Absolutely. And I think sometimes, you know, it's easier said than done, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about setting ourselves up for success and taking the action. So we've done all this, you know, the pre-work, the very important stuff and working on ourselves. Now, what are some of the things that can set us up for success? This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Tune in to No More Rules, The Impact of Being You, the first and third Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific, every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto. And join the movement to awaken your inner power, be the creator of your own healthy life, as they help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcome limiting behaviors and beliefs. Listen to thought-provoking conversations and visit YourImpactWellness.com to schedule your consultation today.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events, and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Vicki Zekilli of Minted Mindset Financial Coaching. Thank you so much for being on the show today with us.
Thank you, Erica.
So tell listeners how they can reach you and learn more about your services.
Sure. So the best way to reach me is by email at Vicki, V-I-K-K-I, at mintedmindset.com. And you can also visit my website, mintedmindset.com, to learn more about financial coaching, as well as a new service I'm launching, which is Contract CFO Services. And you can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok at mintedmindsetfc.
Wonderful. So we're going to wrap up today's episode with talking about what we can do that will set us up for success, right? The tips and tricks, the action items. So we've discussed during the previous segments that we can feel excited or anxious or embarrassed or shameful about our money. But now, what do we do? Our money, right? Our financial situation, what we want it to be.
So I think the first thing that we need to do is, again, let go of those habits that are not serving us well. So we need, well, you know, walking into the new year, we're going to stop doing things like overspending at Target or on Amazon because of impulse buying. Not calling anyone out specifically, but everyone loves that hit of dopamine at times. And, you know, but once we recognize that those habits are actually self-sabotaging, then, you know, we need to recognize other self-sabotaging actions. And some things that I see people doing are, you know, creating an all or nothing budget when it comes to their money. That really is going to set you up for failure, because we can't do things, we can only go so hard before we burn out, right? Maybe buying expensive things to impress other people, like we were talking about, keeping up with the Joneses or the Kardashians, or, you know, offering to pay for drinks for everyone just to be generous. So some of those things we need to recognize and see what they're doing to ourselves and say, I'm going to stop these behaviors.
And that's so, you know, it's so funny. I swear you're spying on me. Like, how did you know this? But it is, last year, one of the things I did from a financial perspective is, probably like a couple years ago, is I started ordering everything online, meaning I don't go to the store and say, oh, I could make this, or I could do this, or, oh, that looks good, because I was buying things I didn't need because it was an impulse, or it looked good, or am I really going to take all the time to make that just for me? No, I'm not. And then it's going to go to waste. So I started doing, okay, if I buy only what I need, because I order it, I'm not going to have that impulse when I'm at the store, and I'm only ordering what I need. And it's been very helpful. And I feel like I don't waste food or other items because I'm not impulse buying. So I love that. I love that tip. And it works.
Yes, I also feel like you're spying on me a little bit, because if you saw the graveyard of, you know, hobby things that I was going to create in my craft space, and I'd be horrified.
Yep. I'm with you there. So what kind of habits can we embrace that will better serve us with our money?
Yeah, a few actions we can take to serve us better are, you know, gaining clarity around where our money is going. So, you know, we can't find a solution to a problem if we don't know where that problem lies. And, you know, creating a budget that allows us room for freedoms and the things we love in moderation. So for me, I love a Starbucks coffee. If you told me I had to build a budget where I couldn't do that, I would tell you absolutely not happening. And discovering more ways of self-care that are good for our bank accounts too, and finding joy in those little things.
Yeah. And I think that is so important, because it's the all or nothing mentality. It's dieting, right? If you love something, but you say you can't have that, you're going to crave it, right? You're going to crave it. And then you're going to fall off the wagon because that's what you want. And you're just overthinking it. And so maybe it's, let's reduce that, or let's give up something else so that you can do that. And it's that compromise of sorts to making sure that you are setting yourself up for success as opposed to setting yourself up to failure.
Exactly. And when you build those things into your budget, you give yourself permission to spend on them, so you don't have to feel guilty about it.
Yeah. Yep. I think that is. And so as we're doing this, so we're getting some tips and tricks here. But what are some things that we can do for our mental state, right, to lighten that mental load when it comes to money?
There are a lot of things that we can do to lighten that mental load, because we are all carrying such a heavy, you know, weight around with us. But I think, you know, just to name some that I think will be the most impactful, the first is to write down well-defined money goals for the year. So we probably do this in other areas of our life, but especially for money, because we can break them down even further when we know exactly what we want. So for example, if you say, I want to save $6,000 by the end of the year, well, we know that that breaks out to about $500 a month. So you can break, you know, take those small steps to get to that larger picture. You know, maybe you say, I want to pay off my credit cards, and that is your goal. Well, now you know that at the end of the month, if you have any extra money, that's going right towards that goal. And this helps eliminate that decision fatigue that we feel. Because when we, you know, have that set path, then we just know we need to follow that path to get there.
Yep. So, I mean, this is kind of making the assumption when we say write down the well-defined money goals, this is the assumption that you've already established a budget. So if folks haven't done that, like, start there. I mean, you have to do the basics, right, before we jump in. So making sure that you know how much money is coming in and you know where all your expenses are, so then you can do that. Because I think sometimes folks just, well, no, I just, money comes in and then I pay my bills. I don't really know how much extra a month that I do have. So if you haven't started a budget yet and you know what your expenses are and what your salary, you know, what the money that you got coming in, make sure you understand that.
Yes, absolutely. Number one, you know, money 101, absolutely have a budget. And, you know, I think some people think, okay, well, I have enough money, so why am I budgeting? And the reason is you want to be proactive versus reactive. So if something happens, you want to say, okay, I've already made a plan for this. I know exactly what to do. And, you know, it also helps you understand how much extra you may have at the end of the month, or if you don't have extra, what do you need to do to bring that income up to cover it?
Yes, absolutely. So we want to write down really well-defined goals, right? Be smart about them.
Yes, absolutely. And second, I would say is if you share money with someone, if you have a partner that you're balancing your finances with, have clear roles with them. What is, you know, who is doing what and when? So which one of you are updating the budget? Who is paying the bills? What day of the week are you completing those tasks on? So again, have very specific, you know, clear roles, because then when you know who's responsible for which task, that means that you shouldn't have to worry about those things. And that's going to lighten your mental load as well.
I love that.
My last tip, I would say, is to automate as much as possible. So set up direct deposit, automate, you know, those recurring transfers that you do every single month, sign up for auto pay. And when I say these things, it's, you know, it's not to say that we can, you know, put the car on autopilot and then jump out the window. We don't want to do that. We still need to keep our eyes on the road to make sure that we get to the destination that we are, you know, aiming for. So we still want to review our account activity, update those budget, ensure everything's going through as it should.
Yeah. And sometimes too, when you sign up for autopay or, you know, the paperless, you get discounts from some of those bill collectors, I say. But you do, if you do paperless auto, sometimes they do $10 off a month, right? So now you're saving money. So it's even financially responsible to do that.
Right. And, you know, that also is going to eliminate the possibility of fees that, you know, you didn't want to have to pay for. And, you know, setting up those recurring transfers is going to be a way for you to kind of like pay yourself first. So if you have a savings goal, you set up a recurring transfer for it. You don't have to think about that savings goal, and you can just watch it accumulate because you've already done the work to set yourself up for success.
Yes. Perfect. So is there anything else you would want to tell our listeners that they need to let go of in order to achieve financial success going into this new year?
Yeah, we talked a lot about a lot of things, right, that we want to let go of. But I think arguably the biggest mentality we should release going into 2023 is that we have to do this alone. You know, that is just simply not true. There are so many resources out there. So going forward, we're going to understand ourselves better. We're going to understand that we can ask for help when we need it. And, you know, this could be in the form of following accounts on Instagram that motivate us to be better with our money. It could be committing to reading about a financial topic each month, or walking this journey with a financial coach like myself. So someone who's going to provide the education that you're seeking, you know, hold you accountable to what you say you're going to do and help you reach your money goals.
And before we close out the show, you do have a special offer for listeners.
I do. So I have two offers. The first is a freebie. So if you share your money with someone, you know, sometimes breaching the topic of money and making a change is awkward. You know, you think about it, but you're not sure what the right words are, or you expect that your partner might have a negative reaction to it. So to overcome that, I have an e-guide that contains 5 free tips for starting that conversation with your partner. And this is really, you know, for anybody that has thought about this a million times, but have never spoken the words, this is going to give you the confidence to be able to have that conversation in a productive way. And if you're interested in that, you can visit mintedmindset.com, scroll past my lovely face, and there'll be a section of my website where you can enter the information and have that instantly sent to you.
Wonderful. And any other tips or tricks or specials that you want to talk about?
Absolutely. So if you decide that, you know, you really want someone that's an unbiased third party to help you walk this money journey with you in 2023, I am offering $97 off of what I call an empowerment session. So this is a 2-hour deep dive into your personal financial situation. So I don't believe that there is a one size fits all financial plan for everyone. So I specifically tailor, you know, this plan to your personal situation, what's going on in your life at that moment. And this is designed to tackle your, gain clarity around where your money's going and tackle that immediate financial goal you have. So if you book an empowerment session, you can use the code GETROOTED. So just like the podcast is called GETROOTED, and you'll receive $97 off of that.
That is wonderful. And tell folks again, your website where they can go.
Yep, so it's www.mintedmindset.com.
Thank you so much, Vicki, for not only just for being on the show, but for these wonderful tips and tricks and these great offers for the listeners. I really appreciate your time and appreciate what you do for everybody, because it is a very important topic.
Thank you so much, Erica. I really enjoyed being here with you today.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? Am I thriving? And if the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. And if you're ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will assist you in achieving your goals and moving forward by letting go of the things that no longer serve you, learning to love yourself and others fully, and living the life to the fullest. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to learn more about the 12-week series and get that free Empower Hour. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you again to my guest, Vicki. Have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.